And one last salute to science before the weekend. Here's some news you can raise a glass to. Microbiologist Tomas Pia and colleagues report that they may be able to bioengineer better beer foam. That's right.
Beer foam. Foam is what you like the most in a beer. And a beer drinker wants foam to stay longer, right?
Of course. And the secret to long-lasting froth? Proteins produced by barley and yeast during fermentation.
The hydrophobic portion of the protein sticks inside the bubble, and hydrophilic part of the protein sticks out of the bubble.
The protein coat stabilizes the bubble, leading to a longer lifespan. Bia and colleagues identified the gene in a lager yeast strain that codes for this protein, and they say they can insert it into other brewers' yeasts, producing beer with foamy heads that can last for hours. Cheers. You can learn more about Dr. Tomas Gonzalez Villa's research on our website, along with everything else on our website, including a video tour of Dr. Oliver Sacks's desk. I don't think you want to miss that. Greg Smith composed our theme music. We had help today from NPR librarian Key Molesky. If you've missed any part of this program or others, go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast, audio and video, of course. Go to our website, sciencefriday.com, to take SciFri along with you on your with our iPhone and Android apps, and follow us on Twitter at SciFri. We're tweeting all the week long. Ira will be back next week in New York. I'm Flora Lichtman.